Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Covers the NFL and the NFL draft for Yahoo Sports. You can get him on Twitter at Eric_Edholm. Eric Edholm joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. Eric, it's great to have you on the show. I appreciate you making time on a Sunday evening. And I'm looking at your piece that you did here recently on the defining draft pick for all 32 NFL GMs. Well, we're one GM lighter after Friday here in my backyard in Houston with Brian Gain now gone. I want to talk about his drafts in just a second and how that may have tied into any of the decisions the Texans made. But out of the chute, I'm curious of your thoughts on the timing of this termination.
Yeah, the timing, I think, threw everybody off. You know, you heard various reports where, oh, this shouldn't be that surprising and all that. Well, it's any time a GM is fired and it's not immediately after the draft or not immediately after the season, something like that, it is a little surprising. That said, we have had a few oddly timed GM firings in recent years, you know, whether it was Marty Herney before Dave Gettleman got to Carolina, you know, whether it was, you know, some of these guys who've been over the summer, and I think Gettleman actually was fired 7 days before camp or whatever with Carolina as well. So you do see these things occasionally at this time of year, and more so in recent years. But, yeah, I think the more that Cal McNair, you know, who's kind of taken over as CEO for his dad, kind of looked at the situation, talked to people, did some interviews with folks after, you know, in the house after the draft. I think the more they just sort of realized that this wasn't a working relationship that they felt was the right one. So oddly timed, sure, but better to recognize it than to let a bad situation kind of brew on. But it does make you think that they have one or two guys in mind who are available that they could go after at this point.
Yeah, given the suddenness of it, Eric, and given just how short a time that Gain had here, it almost smacks of something where they kind of realize that a better candidate out there may be available this time around. We'll see. I want to ask you who that may be in a second, but you brought up an interesting point that just sort of popped into my head when you're talking about, you know, normally the end of the season is when we see things. In a weird way, though, we're kind of at the end of the season for what a GM calendar might be considered, right? I mean, the GM's calendar in some ways on what they're evaluated on is a little different than the head coach. The GM season is kind of, you know, it's almost like Gain has now been through two GM seasons. He's been through two free agencies and two drafts.
And in 2018, things were looking pretty good for not having a first or second round pick. I mean,
true.
You know, they did some good things last year. Justin Reed looked like it was an absolute steal in the early third round. And, you know, they got a couple of interesting tight ends last year. Kiki QT before he got hurt, you know. So there was some good work last year convincing Honey Badger to come on the one-year prove-it deal. But letting Tyrann Mathieu walk this year was one black eye against the whole, you know, front office, but certainly Gaines was the top guy there. And then I think just the way the draft unfolded, you know, you're right. It's not like there's a whole lot going on. We don't have the July 1st situation like we did years back under the old rules. And, you know, there's really not that much movement until camp starts to get underway. So if you are going to make a move, this is probably an okay time to do it. You get them to kind of get acclimated with the new staff, whoever you hire. You can take 2 weeks if you need to hire, you know, interview several people, that sort of thing. And then kind of let them figure the roster out before they get into training camp, you know, end of July and that sort of thing. So, you know, it's at least doable, even though you have to – whoever comes in has got to look at that roster and figure out, okay, what are the key positions, offensive line, corner, et cetera, that we need to be really mindful of on the waiver wire once cuts start getting made.
Yeah, and they've got a ton of cap space to work with, too, when the time comes to spend it. He again left plenty of that behind. I'm talking to Eric Edholm of Yahoo Sports. Just last thing on the Texans GM vacancy, how would you handicap this thing right now in terms of some of the names that you're hearing out there?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we've heard a couple of the names that they're going to be interviewing. You know, I don't really know what – Martin Mayhew from the Lions, I think, got a bad rap. He's scheduled to come in for an interview. I think he got a really bad rap for the work he did. I mean, they put kind of a consistent, kind of wild card winner type team on the field, you know, most years. And I think Lions fans felt like maybe he had maxed out a little bit and were maybe a little harder than that. I've always respected his work and think he understands talent. I think he understands how a roster should be built. But I can't help but think that if they're thwarted in a run for Nick Caserio in New England, you know, who's Bill Belichick's, you know, top lieutenant there and doesn't have the GM title, but he has that, you know, that he does so many things in New England. If they can't get him, kind of the next guy on the pecking order, somebody the Texans actually requested for an interview 18 months ago before they hired Gain, Monty Austenfort has been a name that's been on the rise the last probably 2 years. Bill O'Brien knows him. He was there with Monty Austenfort and Caserio during his New England tenure, you know, and I think that's probably one of their top choices. You know, interviews can change that. They can get a good or a bad review from a third party somewhere along the line. But, you know, I would think those are names to keep in mind. I mean, I don't think, for instance, Mike McCagnan, rather. He was in Houston, and he's now out of a job. I don't believe he's going to be a name that we hear, because I don't believe he and Bill O'Brien had a great working relationship, or at least weren't close enough to think that those are going to be a pair right there.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Eric Edholm joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Eric, shifting gears, what did you think about the Eagles extending Carson Wentz after year three, given his injury history?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, right? I mean, he's got a TD ratio, 70-29. I mean, he was the presumptive MVP that, you know, the year they won the Super Bowl late into the season before he got hurt. You know, he was the game one rookie starter. And you go back and watch that rookie year, it was a tough stretch in the middle of the season, but he played well early and he kind of rebounded late. So, I mean, there's been some real positives there. And my thing with quarterback deals these days is that, you know, we look at them now, we go, whoa, look at the money on that thing. 2 years from now, it's going to look cheap. You know, I mean, that's kind of the trend. Once Dak Prescott gets taken care of, once the next wave of quarterbacks are re-signed or signed to contract extension. So it's a big number. It's a lot of risk. The injury is the biggest concern, I think. There were whispers about, oh, maybe Nick Foles had a better, you know, command of the locker room or was well-liked, maybe more so than Wentz, and you heard little things like that. But look, I mean, I just can't imagine that Howie Roseman and the entire staff there, coaching staff, Doug Peterson, front office, that they wouldn't have signed off on this so convincingly if that was an issue. If that was really truly something that was going to prevent him from being a great quarterback in this league, then maybe they slow play this thing a little bit or take their time or don't offer him as much money. I firmly believe that he's going to be fine. But the health is the biggest thing right now. It's just a huge unknown. He's had so much in his past.
What do you think the Rams end up doing with Jared Goff, given the fact Wentz taking one pick behind him gets this big deal? Do you feel like Sean McVay and the Rams are in on Jared Goff the same way the Eagles have shown how all in they're on Carson Wentz?
Yeah, and I know, like, you know, the last thing tasted in our mouth was that Super Bowl, and we all sat there and said, wow, you know, this is supposedly high-powered offense. How much of it was McVay you know, kind of pulling the puppet strings? Can they do better than Goff? I mean, in my experience, you know, bird in the hand, two in the bush, all that. I mean, I really think that it's going to be awfully tough for McVay unless he's got a hand-picked guy, you know, somebody he really has his eye on and knows this is going to be a huge upgrade or this is going to be a definitive upgrade over Goff. That's a tough sell. You know, I think they're going to have to extend him, but having seen the money, they have to be a little bit leery. You know, they're still on the money for a lot of, I mean, still on the hook for a lot of Todd Gurley money right now. And the whispers around him aren't very good about, you know, maybe his days of bell cow running back status are way gone, you know, that he could just be a guy at this point. So with that much money tied up into his contract, other considerations as well, you got to take care of so many of these other young playmakers. They've done a great job to this point, and they've known about the Goff situation now for 2+ years. So, you know, they're not going to be surprised by anything, but I still think more than anything that they're going to try to re-sign him and keep him on the upward trajectory that he's been on the last 2 years.
Certainly be interesting to see how much money he gets, if he gets a bigger deal. If he's the next one in line to be, you know, to get the title belt of highest paid quarterback, or if the Rams try to kind of manipulate his value a little bit, be very interesting to see. Eric Edholm, Yahoo Sports, NFL writer, at Eric_Edholm on Twitter. Eric, really appreciate you making time on a Sunday, man. Hope to do it again with you soon.
All right, enjoy the rest of the weekend. Thanks, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.